Senior diplomats from the five permanent members of the United Nations Security Council, plus Germany, meet today in Berlin to discuss Iran's nuclear program. The meeting could lay the groundwork for possible sanctions against Iran. U.S. and European leaders say Iran's uranium enrichment program must be stopped, but China and Russia have expressed reservations about applying sanctions. From Berlin, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Any sanctions against Iran would have to start slowly to get backing from all Security Council members. The U.S. is pushing for sanctions, and the European countries appear ready to go in that direction while keeping the door open for more discussions with Iran. But yesterday, Chinese President Wang Jiabao said sanctions might end up being counterproductive, and Russia's foreign minister said any sanctions would have to be based on the real threat Iran's nuclear program presents. That's not entirely known. Iran has made clear it won't stop its enrichment program, which it claims is simply for producing electricity. European diplomats are skeptical, but some believe it would take perhaps a decade before Iran could potentially build the bomb. A French diplomat says the fact Iran's nuclear program seems not so well developed should be taken into account when considering punishments. Some possibilities likely on the table today: travel bans on high-ranking Iranian officials and no sales of items that could be used to further develop Iran's nuclear know-how. But Iran does sell oil to countries around the world. At the moment, no one is suggesting an oil embargo. Anything worked out today would get hashed out further at the UN and formalized in a new Security Council resolution. Even as the march toward sanctions begins, Europe wants to keep the door open for Iran to take an incentive package offered months ago, a bunch of carrots on the economic and diplomatic front in exchange for a verified end to Iran's enrichment efforts. The biggest stick, military action, is probably not on the table today. Although Europeans know the Bush administration won't rule out any possible punishments, Germany and Britain have made it clear they do not view military action as an option. A French diplomat tells NPR it's certainly too early for that discussion. The U.S. is pushing for sanctions to begin within weeks. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.